Right now, one of the biggest threats to global security isn't happening in Europe or the Middle East. It's happening in the Taiwan Strait, and the question policymakers are facing is actually really simple, but the answer is incredibly complicated. How can the United States support Taiwan without starting wars with China? This issue matters because it involves two of the most powerful countries in the world, the United States and China, both with advanced military and nuclear capabilities and major influence over the global economy. Any miscalculation, even something small, could escalate quickly into a much larger conflict. So today I want to break this down in a way that's easy to understand. I'll explain the background of the conflict, why Taiwan is so important globally, what options the US actually has, how China might respond, and finally, what the best path forward looks like. To really understand what's going on today, we have to go back to the Chinese Civil War in the mid-20th century. After years of fighting the Communist Party to control mainland China in the 1949, the Posing Nationalist Government fled to Taiwan, where it continued to operate separately. Since then, Taiwan has functioned as its own self-governing democracy with its own government, military, and economy. However, China has never accepted this separation and continues to claim Taiwan as part of its territory. Over time, the United States developed a very careful and somewhat complicated approach to this situation. One key part of this is the Taiwan Relations Act, which allows the US to provide Taiwan with defensive weapons and maintain unofficial diplomatic relations. At the same time, the US follows the One China policy. This means the US officially recognizes the government in Beijing as a legitimate government of China, but does not fully agree with China's claim over Taiwan. Because of these two policies, the US created what is known as strategic ambiguity. This means the US supports Taiwan and helps defend itself, but does not clearly state whether it will send troops if China attacked. Meanwhile, China has been steadily increasing pressure on Taiwan, especially in recent years. This includes sending military aircraft near Taiwan's airspace, conducting naval exercises, and using cyber and economics pressure. China has made it very clear that it sees Taiwan as a core national interest and has even stated that it's willing to use force if necessary. So, why does Taiwan matter so much? Why is this small island such a big deal globally? First, from a military and strategic perspective, Taiwan is in a critical location. It sits along what's called the First Island Chain, which is a line of territories that are important for controlling access to the Pacific Ocean. If China were to gain control of Taiwan, it will make it much easier for China to expand its military presence and influence further into the Pacific, which directly impacts US strategy in the region. Second, Taiwan is incredibly important to the global economy, especially when it comes to technology. Taiwan produces a large percentage of the world's advanced semiconductor chips. These chips are essential for things like smartphones, cars, medical devices, and even military systems. If something disrupted Taiwan's production, it could cause major global supply chain issues and economic instability. And third, Taiwan represents democratic governance. It is a democratic society with free elections and political freedoms, which contrasts with China's authoritarian system. For the United States, supporting Taiwan is not just about strategy, it's also about supporting democratic values and maintaining credibility with allies. So, overall, Taiwan isn't just a regional issue, it's a global one that affects security, economics, and political values. Now, let's break down the three main policy options the United States has moving forward. Option one, strategic clarity. The first option is strategic clarity. This would mean the US clearly states that it will defend Taiwan if China attacks. At first, this might seem like the strongest and most straightforward approach. It could deter China because there will be no uncertainty. The US commitment will be clear. It could also reassure US allies like Japan and Australia who rely on the US security guarantees. However, there's a major downside. This kind of clear commitment could be seen as extremely productive by China. China views Taiwan as part of its territory. So a US promise to defend Taiwan could be interpreted as an interference or even a direct challenge. In some cases, this could actually increase the risk of conflict. China might feel pressured to act sooner rather than later, before Taiwan becomes permanently protected. So while strategic clarity strengthens deterrence, it also increases the risk of escalation. Option two, strategic ambiguity, the current approach. The second option is to continue the current strategy, strategic ambiguity. This means the U.S. continues supporting Taiwan through arms sales, military cooperations, and regional alliances, but avoids clearly stating whether it would intervene in any conflict. The main advantage of this approach is flexibility. The U.S. can adjust its response depending on the situation. It also helps avoid directly provoking China while still maintaining some level of deterrence. However, this approach comes with risk. Because the U.S. position isn't fully clear, there's always the possibility of miscalculation. China might underestimate how far the U.S. would go, or Taiwan might assume more support than they would actually be given. So strategic ambiguity helps manage tension, but also creates uncertainty. Option 3, strategic restraint. The third option is strategic restraint. This would involve the U.S. reducing its involvement with Taiwan and focusing more on diplomacy with China. In the short term, this could reduce tensions and lower the risk of immediate conflict. It could also reduce costs and allow the U.S. to focus on other global priorities. But the long-term risks are serious. Reducing support for Taiwan could weaken deterrence and signal to China that the U.S. is stepping back. That could encourage China to take more aggressive actions. It could also damage U.S. credibility with allies who depend on U.S. commitment for their own security. So while restraints might seem safer in the short term, it could create bigger problems in the future. To fully understand these options, we also have to consider how China is likely to respond. If the U.S. adopts strategic clarity, China will likely see it as a direct threat. This could lead to increased military activity, economic retaliation, or even a faster push toward unification. If the U.S. continues with strategic ambiguity, China will likely continue using gray zone tactics. Things like military exercises, cyber attacks, and economic pressure. These actions allow China to apply pressure without triggering a full-scale war. And if the U.S. reduces its involvement, China will likely see that as an opportunity. It could increase pressure or take more aggressive steps, believing the U.S. would not intervene. So no matter what, China will respond, but the intensity and type of response depends heavily on U.S. policy. After analyzing all three options, the best approach is for the United States to continue with strategic ambiguity, but strengthen it. This means continuing to provide Taiwan with defensive capabilities, strengthening the alliances in the Indo-Pacific region, and maintaining strong military presence to deter aggression. At the same time, the U.S. should maintain open communication with China to reduce misunderstandings and avoid accidental escalation. This approach works because it balances deterrence and stability. It avoids provoking China with a direct commitment, while still signaling that aggression could have serious consequences. It also gives the U.S. flexibility, which is critical in such a complex and involving situation. At the end of the day, the Taiwan Strait is one of the most dangerous flashpoints in the world. Today, the challenge for the United States is finding the right balance. Being strong enough to prevent conflict, but careful enough not to trigger one. There's no perfect solution, but a strengthened version of strategic ambiguity offers the most realistic path forward. Because ultimately, this isn't about Taiwan, it's about preventing a war between major powers and maintaining stability in the global system. But before I finish, I think it's important to step back and look at the bigger picture. The situation in the Taiwan Strait isn't just about military power or political strategy. It's also about how countries manage competition in a world where everything is deeply interconnected. The United States and China are not just rivals, they're also major economic partners. Their economies are tied together through trade, technology, and global supply chains. That makes the situation even more complicated, because any conflict wouldn't just stay regional, it would have global consequences. It could also disrupt trade, cash markets, and impact millions of people around the world who have nothing to do with the conflict itself. Another important point is that technology has become a central part of national security. Taiwan's role in semiconductor production shows how economic resources can also be strategic assets. This means future conflicts may not just be fought with weapons, but also through control, technology, data, and supply chains. It also raises a bigger question about the future of global leadership. How the United States handles Taiwan will send a message to other countries, especially their allies. about how reliable US commitments really are. At the same time, it will shape how China approaches its role as a rising global power. So in many ways, Taiwan is more than just a single issue. It's a test of how the international system will function in the future. Will competition between major powers lead to conflict, or can it be managed in a way that avoids wars? And that's really what makes this issue so important. And then to me, the goal isn't just to win or to complete another country. It's to maintain stability, prevent conflict, and create a system where countries can coexist even those if they don't agree. Because at the end of the day, the cost of getting this wrong is incredibly high, not just for the United States or China, but for the entire world.